We're joined now by Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton. Thank you for speaking with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
Now, the first 3 years after you came to L.A. in 2002, gang crime fell. Now, you were recently quoted as calling Los Angeles the epicenter of the nation's gang crisis. You've had a 14% increase in gang-related violence last year. What has changed?
Well, actually, it's always been the epicenter. It's the birthplace of the black gangs, the Bloods of the Crips. It is the historical birthplace of the Latino gangs, Mexican Mafia, which are now into their third generation. So in terms of the current situation actually is a significant improvement over its worst period of time, the early 90s.
Now, you had luck when you first came to L.A. in bringing gang crime down. What happened last year that was different?
A couple of things last year that the valley area of our city, Los Angeles, is huge, and almost one half of the city is in the San Fernando Valley. That had been an area that had had a relatively small gang crime problem compared to other areas of the city, particularly our south area of Los Angeles proper. Over the last several years, in particular, the Latino population has been increasing in the valley, and it's a working class population, a lot of it, and that's where a lot of the gang influence, gang activity is centered. So there had been a gradual beginning of increase in gang violence that we've been dealing with out there. So last year, it did uptick significantly.
Do you have a particular obstacle to overcome in communities like this? I think of two areas to question you. You know, in Los Angeles, minority communities have a history of mistrusting the police department on the one hand. And then, you know, how hard is it to get officers to go into gang-dominated neighborhoods like this, recruiting officers?
We have
officers.
No problem with officers going into those areas. That we have no shortage of officers. All of our officers that work in our highest crime areas volunteer to go there. But there is undeniably a history of mistrust of police, particularly in the core minority areas, the housing developments, particularly in the black community in the city. And in the Latino community, it's less of an issue, but it's still there in some of the most troubled and most gang-controlled areas. But we have a deeply entrenched problem, a multi-generational problem, that controls thousands of not only just young lives, but a lot of these gangbangers, and this is part of the problem, are into middle age and old age, and their influence on other family members. They've never known anything but the gang life, so their control over their children, and they're sucking the children into their problematic lives is something that we've really not found the solution to at this juncture.
Now, some of the things that you talked about this week in your planned crackdown, and you were joined with federal agencies, including the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency, some of the things that you'll be doing, you'll be gathering intelligence on certain gangs.
Let me explain what we're doing. Mayor Villaraigosa and I, in early February, will be announcing the actual city initiative with a very specific focus on the gang crime issue because of its increase in problems last year. To be successful in L.A., however, you have to rely very heavily on partnership and coordination with the rest of the criminal justice community because we have so few police resources in this part of the country versus other areas such as back east.
And, are you saying that the L.A. PD does not have the resources it needs to fight this battle, that you have to call in for federal help?
Well, certainly. Los Angeles is one of the most understaffed police departments in America. There's nothing new about that. In New York City, I had 38,000 cops in a city of 300 square miles. In Los Angeles, I have 9,000 cops in a city of 480 square miles with the worst gang problems in America.
You know, you talk a lot about cracking down on these gangs and some of the tools that you'll be using to do that. But what about, you know, an alternative? Are you offering gang members a way out?
Well, that's the other side of the equation. My responsibility is for the suppression, for the law enforcement, and to build linkages to intervention and prevention systems that are either in place or that are hopefully going to be funded or designed. And I'd point out, and I need to keep emphasizing this, the sky is not falling out here. The world's not coming to an end. We're not in a new crisis, if you will. Gang crime in the city is down 50 to 60% from what it was in the early 1990s.
Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton, thank you for speaking with us.
Pleasure talking with you. All the best.